And ultimately, not to be sucked by the mainstream, we ought to develop a discipline of the self. And ultimately, to avoid the fire of war, the fire of our daily sacrifice is needed. And before we ever depart for the periphery, we ought to make sure that the center is well consolidated. And what appears modern today will be decadent tomorrow, and vice versa. And even if we dedicate ourselves to life, some time ought to be dedicated to build a sanctuary to it. And in a contemporary world, the more we want to work with nature, the more we have to pay for it. And every scream is but the terror of the bourgeoisie. And culture alone in the end comes to compensate the ugliness of politics. And what each individual nature tells each person is by far what is the best for Mother Nature as a whole. And the best education is not what the guerrilleros fight for, but it is the guerrilla itself. And modern media is ephemeral in a way that is more about burying the heavy past with the ever lighter content. And the highest art is that of precariousness in view of eternity. And the more the media allows us to express opinions, the more opinions become dangerous to express. And the official way to hinder an empire is by establishing a new empire, yet the unofficial one is to keep partisan. And without a memory, there is no form of integrity, but anything can precipitate any moment without any possibility to recover. And when we become the least something, we are ready to be sold as that something. And there are either those who get rid of the excessiveness or those who exclusively focus on it. And to go against one extreme, we ought to be careful not to side with the opposite extreme. And there may be those who act stoically, but only for much hedonistic purposes. And what it is most successful at first, it is most traditional and yet the least regenerative. And the system in which damage is also a constructive part of it is most mature. And as natural responsibilities can be delegated to technology, our roles get completely confused. Only one generation not taking care of their natural duties, and thousands of years of history vanishes. And human nature is so that the most fearful opponents become the most blind followers. And the issue is not that a class or a gender or a race can govern over another, but that those closer to nature get the possibility to do so. And for those who claims to be not religious, the very source of their hedonism become their temple. And without leaving and returning, there is no form of enrichment in any field, even in the social. And if we persist in our purifying rituals, the increasingly corruptive regime cannot but give us the way. And socially, what does not fall apart is what has a lot of resources to keep on standing. And romantic is to be isolated in the infinite, yet most dreadful is to be isolated in one of the social compartments. And we ought to be aware that any ideology confronting conformism soon become the main source of comfort. And in the end, only those who really know our struggle will sympathize with us. And if one doesn't go with the change, he prepares all the conditions so that the change goes against him. And without any hedonistic side to it, any form of popularity is most unlikely. It would be nice to think how technology would solve certain issues without causing many more. And the instant recognition we seek disable the possibility to mature anything but the instant recognition we seek. And when in our perception it is no longer nature to look like the artificial, but the contrary, we have detached too much from the former. And as technology enabled us to cheat on nature, nature was able to cheat us even more greatly. And while the credit made virtual will make us die of starvation, the spiritual meanings will resurrect us. And the problem is not the ignorant per se, but the general education he or she retain into a tradition. And shall we proceed with our work or waste most of our time to make ourselves understood? And any true creation cannot but collide with the existing establishment. And success can only be measured not with the amount of likes, but with the level of scandalization we manage to set forward. And there is no property but the one we are able to take care of from its roots. And it is in our fulfillment of the oppositions that we can achieve a completeness of our human character. And the container is always good in a place where the content is not any good, and vice versa. And no living meaning is created without an aggressive litigation with the holders of a dead tradition. We may be vulnerable on all sides, yet the strength within holds us together. And the way we relate to our own environment is the mania we relate to our own selves. And the villain removes meaning from nature, while the noble one adds a new life to it. And in all our ideological narcissism, vigilance come to lack, and we soon get enslaved. And all the attacks against our noble aspirations are but the new chapters of a whole new story. And in our pride of working for something we consider big, we keep ourselves very small. And the biggest success of the most perverted politician is to make on living a dying population. And if you want to be the moon, just be the moon, yet accept your light source. And the stars are only one star to determine our destiny. And no matter what, socialism is made of those who have the apparatus to ask for subsidies and those who don't. And the opposite than specializing for the empire is obtaining multiple skills for our own autonomy. And if we are anyway going to explore, we shouldn't be too picky about our base. And we ought to keep close to social resources, not to die. And yet those are distancing themselves from natural resources.